mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, 35 seconds into this second hour of transmission against tyranny. You're right in the middle of the info war on the front lines. Thank you for joining us. We're going to continue with wide open phones in this hour, 800-259-9231. It is the anniversary of the start of the Revolutionary War against the British when they engaged in a mass murder slaughter, murder death kill as they call it. Up at the Boston Commons and at Lexington and Concord. It's also the anniversary of Adolf Hitler's birth, and tomorrow is his death. And it's also the anniversary of the Waco mass murder 12 years ago, 10 years ago of Oklahoma City, and many other interesting things on April 19th. And I also have a bunch of news on the economy, on the police state, on Bush's approval rating, on China, on implantable microchips being promoted for the public, on this interesting story out of U.S. News and World Report, the CSI effect, how TV is driving jury verdicts all across America. I've always pointed this out and never seen anybody else point it out. And here they admit that TV basically controls what juries and grand juries do. So I do want to talk about that effect as well, and it is an effect. They know exactly what they're doing. Let's go ahead now and go to John in Tennessee. John, welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Did you know that the FBI director of the Waco massacre was a former member of Waco City Council?
I did not know that.
Yeah, William Sessions, I heard this from a lawyer here in Knoxville because Bill Sessions was a lawyer, hired by Bush Sr., fired by Bill Clinton after Waco. In the Waco massacre...
Yeah, and wasn't his daddy Sonny Sessions?
I don't know about his dad, but this is just a big thing that the lawyers all know about, and they're amazed, of course, that nobody talks about it in the media. And it was all an operation set up under Bush Sr., and Clinton inherited it like JFK inherited
Eisenhower. No, I know, that's true. I mean, that's admitted that 2 months before Bush Sr. left office, he'd already just gone off Ruby Ridge and wanted more... to demonize domestic groups, and so they started the training under special forces at Fort Hood, there at the Law Enforcement Training Center, and then it was very convenient for Clinton to go ahead and launch the operation because it was a few weeks after the World Trade Center, and it was coming out that the FBI cooked the bomb and trained the driver, and so Waco was a good smokescreen for that.
Well, I think Clinton gets a little credit for firing Sessions, who then freaked out and fell down and broke his arm on the way out of the meeting with Clinton after he fired him. So, officially that was for, embezzling funds.
He's a congressman now.
Is he? I don't know.
Yeah, I know that, you know.
Yeah, he's a good crook, so he's got plenty of friends there he can hang out with. now, Bush Sr.
Like Michael McCall?
Oh, Bill Frist is my favorite. He paid a $840 million fine for Medicare fraud, and a bunch of his executives went to prison. So he gets promoted as a freshman senator to Speaker of the Senate. You know, that's amazing. So he paid basically an $840 million bribe to become Speaker of the Senate and get all his health care programs through for his hospital corporation, which is the biggest in the world.
Frist is a real piece of work. I guess you know about him from being in Tennessee.
Yeah, and he bragged on C-SPAN. It only cost $100,000 to kill, it only cost $1 million to kill 100,000 Americans, with biological warfare. So he loves to read about that.
He's in good company. Dick Cheney says we need to legitimize the use of race-specific bioweapons.
Yeah, and Rabbi Dov Zakheim apparently wrote that document, along with Jeb Bush and, all the rest of them at PNAC.
Yeah, and he's the guy who actually was over the company that has the remote control, right?
That's right.
Yeah, nice fellow.
is Crawford, Texas, Waco, Texas?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Just west of there. Thanks for the call. We'll be right back with more calls.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylamines, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, there is a new pope, ladies and gentlemen. This just in. Benedict the 16th, formerly Joseph Ratzinger of Germany. So a German pope, not a African pope or an Asian pope or not an Italian pope, but a German, a Deutsch pope, Benedict the 16th, Joseph Ratzinger, and we'll get this posted right now on Infowars.com. We'll get more details. And I so busy judging these new ads last week and finishing up the ad I made against Schwarzenegger. I've continually meant to call and get be honored to have Hutton Gibson on, because he's an expert on the Catholic Church and the corruption going on in it, and he'll know who Joseph Ratzinger is and give us his take on him. So I don't know if Hutton's in town right now. Perhaps I can call and get him on to talk about this. I know we have a lot of Catholics out there, especially Catholics that are trying to reform the Catholic Church. They're aware of who Joseph Ratzinger is. I'm familiar with him a little bit, but I don't want to comment and go off half-cocked. So I know the phone lines are loaded, but if you can get in and tell us what you know about Joseph Ratzinger, now Benedict the 16th, a German pope, 1-800-259-9231, if you can get in, 1-800-259-9231. Boy, I guess changing the rules made the conclave go a lot faster. In 96, Pope John Paul II change the rules to where it could just be a simple majority. And but I guess they did get a majority because the conclave just started yesterday, or really today. And boom, they've got their new Pope, Joseph Ratzinger of Deutschland, hailing from Germany. Quite literally. Let's go ahead and take a call. Jason in Maryland, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks. That's exactly why I was calling in, about the Pope being elected today, Joseph Ratzinger. And I was just curious if you thought that it was curious that he was elected on the 19th of April with the things you were speaking about previously.
That's very interesting. Again, I don't know a lot about Ratzinger. What do you know about him?
Nothing. I know absolutely nothing except for those dates and the importance of them. Can you fill in a couple of gaps? I got Waco and Oklahoma City, Adolf Hitler born, and the Revolutionary War started on this date. Am I missing anything?
No, I believe that's correct, yes.
Okay. And the other thing, I'm sure that you'll flesh the Joseph Ratzinger thing out in the near future. So the only other thing is, did you know that they just discovered a huge oil deposit in Megiddo?
Well, I thought a few years ago there in northern Israel, right on the border with what is going into Syrian lands, I thought they found oil there years ago.
Now, was that Megiddo, though, specifically?
Yes.
Oh, I had no idea. But
you're talking about the plain of Megiddo.
Yes, sir.
Below the Golan Heights.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I believe they found oil. I mean, perhaps they found a new, even bigger deposit.
That was the information that I got, that it was fairly new. So that's all I had.
That whole area is swimming in oil, but that's very interesting. Thanks for the call. Yes, it's Joseph Ratzinger, and I know that announcement was made in the last 30 minutes or so. Sorry if we were a little bit late giving it to you, but Benedict the 16th, Joseph Ratzinger, formerly known as, hailing from Germany. Let's go ahead and talk to Paul in New York. Paul, go ahead. Paul just hung up. Who's up next? Caller from Florida, what's your first name?
Hal.
Welcome.
How are you, Alex?
Good.
I haven't been on for a long time. I got wiped out by Hurricane Ivan down here.
Well, I'm glad to hear you're doing better.
Well, I'm not really doing that much better. Maybe some worse. But anyway, I'm back on, and I got a couple of questions. Since you were on the Waco thing, you know, we've still got people like Dr. Charles Sale, that dentist that was out there, still in prison, no charges. We got all those people that survived that Waco thing, still in prison, no charges. We've got right now the United Nations trying to take over control of all international waters. I don't know if you heard about that one or not. But I don't articulate things quite as well as you do, but I got a whole page of things here that I could bring up ahead of time, which I'm sure I don't, but nevertheless.
Well, yes, I'm aware of the Law of the Sea Treaty, where they're going to tax all maritime activities, and it'll be a huge global tax, and 71% of the Earth's surface is water. They also claim large bodies of fresh water, like the Great Lakes, which have been under international control for about 7 years. And I am aware of what you mentioned about Waco. And for those that don't know, Judge Walter E. Smith had the trial down in San Antonio in 94, the criminal trial. And the Davidians were found not guilty of murder. They were found not guilty of setting fire. They were found not guilty by the jury of shooting at the police, because the feds fired a whole bunch first and wouldn't stop. But then the judge said, well, I find you guilty, which was new ground, for having guns in the commission of a crime, even though they were found not guilty of the crime. And so some of them were given, 45 years in prison. And then in 1999, and then again in 2000, the Supreme Court said they are innocent. Release them from federal prison. what, there's five Davidians, or is it four Davidians still in prison that I've interviewed their family members?
Well, I'm sure.
But I mean, here's the deal. How do you spend time in prison when the Supreme Court has said release you and you were found not guilty? But then Smith went further. When the Davidians sued them with the second civil trial in 1999, Judge Walter Smith said, I'm not allowing a jury. I'm going to decide. Never before done, just announced this new power, which was just out of the blue. It was total tyranny, total despotism, the definition. And then people got all mad, so he said, I'll appoint a seven-member advisory jury, and I take their verdict in secret, and it's only an advisement to me. And, of course, they said, no, civil trial. But go ahead.
Well, I guess my next question is, as long as they get by coming up with these terms like weapons of mass destruction, we buy them, repeat them like a parrot, day after day after day. We're not doing anything but helping them, number one, and things like that. And whether or not we've lost our Constitution and our country, we have. I'll announce that on April 19th, which is today. We've lost it. My question is, how in the world do we get it back? What can we constructively do other than talk about it and simply make people out there that don't have the foggiest, don't have a clue about what's going on, we just make them mad by talking to them in a lot of cases. And what can we really do? I've been listening to shortwave and all for years. I've been knowing about this long before that. But my question is, and my comment is, since we have lost it, and it's a fact, I mean, we might as well admit we've lost it, how do we get it back, Ellie? What would you suggest?
Well, it's a whole plethora of issues and devices and mechanisms, but I appreciate the call. Let me try to answer that. I believe it was Hugh. Let me try to boil that down. The New World Order wasn't built in a day. Evil has always been with us. Corruption has always been there. And societies always knew that there were corrupt elites that fed on the public. Things have gotten so bad in modern times because we believe their propaganda that, oh, no, government's nothing but purely good and trust it and give up all your freedoms. So it starts with the understanding that giving up your freedom doesn't give you security. It gives you enslavement. It gives you tyranny. And the example of 400 cities and four states, what is it now, five or six? I think it's six states now that have thrown out the Patriot Act where they're just not following it. The Minutemen down in Arizona, now spreading to four states, stopping thousands of illegals coming across a day, drawing national attention to the fact that our government's doing nothing to protect us, while telling us give up all our rights as terrorists are about to attack us. Just 10 years ago, about 70% of Americans were pro-abortion in major polls. Now with adults, with men it's about 40% are for it, with women, adult women, it's about 45%. With young people, it's only about 35%. Whereas a decade ago, it was the opposite. It was the highest numbers of people for abortion were young people. Now, the biggest group against abortion is the young people. You're against abortion, don't have one. I mean, I am for outlawing the practice, but, I mean, we can really stop it at the grassroots, just don't have it. Let these young women know that there are good organizations, Christian and secular, that will pay for your pregnancy, lavishly take care of you, give you a moderate endowment, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, sometimes more, for that baby. There are good families that want your child. A woman's cancer rate triples. Uterine cancer, ovarian cancer, cervical cancer, and other types of cancers, but especially those cancers, when you have an abortion, a woman is designed where if the baby's got a problem, she's going to have a miscarriage. But to rip out a healthy baby out of a woman, the whole hormonal structure is screwed up. The body takes that as a grievous insult. It is like chopping a big old branch off an oak tree. I mean, it's part of you. It's a separate creature, but it's part of you. You are literally excising part of your soul. That's why I believe you get sick. And when a woman has an abortion, she loses about 12 years off her life. That's the numbers. So you want to chop your hand off, you go right ahead. There's a whole bunch of stuff. We're winning, actually. That's why they're panicking and pulling out all the stops. There's hundreds of solutions. Getting real is first and foremost.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics has literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using five different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diamedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Benedict the 16th, formerly Joseph Ratzinger of Germany, 78 years old. And so that's pretty old for a new pope, but I'm sure that, I mean, there are people out there operating 90-something years old or sharper than I am. I'll have to do more research on him and give you my take on it. We're trying to get in touch with some of the best experts out there that have been studying this. You know, I don't like to just blurt out my opinion on something until I've actually got some facts, but we'll continue to research this. Perhaps callers who are Catholic out there know more about this than I do. 1-800-259-9231. The conclave in the last hour has chosen Benedict XVI, Joseph Ratzinger of Deutschland. John in Georgia, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, Mr. Jones. How you doing?
Good.
I have this this website I found. It's about the defense forces that are popping up all around the nation under the name State Guard, like the National Guard, but they seem to be like kind of FEMA contracted or something.
No, and they admitted they do urban warfare drills. They do gun confiscation drills. I've got the Texas State Guard documents from here in Texas where they have geared up for martial law.
Well, there's this website, sga.us, or sgaus.org, rather. You can go on there and find any State Guard association in your state.
Now, they call it the it's in the new film. I show some of these, but the Alabama Defense Forces go out and set up downtown and search little kids, search families.
I live on the Georgia-Tennessee line here, and I went to go check these guys out for the Tennessee Defense Force. And now they call themselves the Tennessee State Guard. So I went and, you know, I'm like, hey, how you guys doing? I went to go meet them, one of their meetings and stuff, and they're sitting there saying they have orders ready. They're ready for when, you know, something bad happens to help get guns from people and set up roadblocks for our safety. And I was just kind of playing along, but, oh, this is neat. This is neat. So, you know, I keep
on. Oh, you've got to take a hidden recorder in there. So, no, I mean, I got to hear this. So you went to one of their meetings. Describe it.
Oh, well, it's, for lack of a better term, the people there weren't too intelligent. It was just a bunch of good old boys and stuff, you know, thinking they're everything.
No, I know, and so gun control's good because they're going to be carrying it out. Now, let's get into the gun part. What exactly did they say?
Well, I'm former military. I'm former Marine Corps, and, you know, I was talking to the guys. Half of them are just, you know, never even been in the military, and they're speaking about how they
have brown. No. They're brown shirts. They're just soft, stupid cannon fodder. Go ahead.
And I was talking to them anyway, and these guys are talking about how they are a Department of Homeland Security.
Yes.
But civilian, and they're contracted through FEMA. It's like a weird relationship with the state government. Anyway, they're planning on, if there's any national emergency, they are the ones who are going to get called out. And since they're not since they're volunteers, quote-unquote, but they're not relative to the federal government, but they're relative to the federal government through FEMA, they can do all this stuff, and it won't be illegal. Like,
what are the specifics of gun control? What do they say?
Well, taking civilians' guns at roadblocks, if we have any lockdown, if things go into red alert.
See? And I already have the documents on this. I mean, I have the Texas National Guard, which before was for wildfires or floods or things like that. You know, good folks. A police officer who's a member of this brought me the documents, and he couldn't believe it. It is for gun confiscation. I covered this back in December. It was actually in late November that I got the documents, and then when martial law didn't come, you can go read the article I wrote in November about the documents. I said they're preparing for martial law. They've been told it's going to happen. And I said, folks, that doesn't mean it's going to happen now. I even said that in the article. They get them ready on this heightened frostiness by always telling them it's impending, it's impending, it's impending. So they switch off their thinking process. This has been going on for decades. But now, all over the country, you know, from Louisiana to Texas to Ohio to California, they're told, you will go door to door, you will confiscate guns, no one is allowed outside their house, we will shut down the roads, we will take everyone's guns, because we can't have people with guns during an emergency. Folks, if you take the guns, then there will be riots and problems. Look at the L.A. riots. It was the Koreans, a few Koreans with their guns, when the cops stood down that saved large sections of that area over in Watts. So this is so disgusting. And, I mean, cops, you're not stupid. You know going around taking people's guns during a national emergency, number one, is futile. Number two, is going to be really dangerous for you. And number three, it's totally unconstitutional and evil. Stay there. I want to hear more about this. We've also got an update from the Minutemen coming up for about 5-10 minutes. But after that, I'm going to go back to you, John. And I want you to infiltrate and not just get us the documents, because we have that. I want recordings of these yahoos. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
I have Defense Force documents from, what, 5 different states? The documents. And I've got them from law enforcement and others. And none of this is even secret. It's been in newspapers. That, oh, there's a red alert, we locked everything down, we confiscate your guns, and what on earth, if there's some massive attack in this country, does having the police go out and try to confiscate the 400 million guns, not going to happen, from the American people do? How does that keep us safe? Well, the border's wide open, with Mexican coyotes, that's smugglers, killing police, killing federal officers, killing fire reserve people, killing citizens, raping, kidnapping, killing the poor Mexicans coming across, robbing them, feeding on them, all the different desperados that are down there. I mean, it is unbelievable. Such an example that the Tennessee Defense Force is up in Georgia. Oh, we're a volunteer force under the state, but we're under the control of FEMA. Yeah, that's how it works, federalized, training to confiscate guns at roadblocks. And folks, I've got the manuals. Door to door, everything. Let me just give the police some advice. Because they're going to have the police going around with these gaggles of brown shirts to supposedly support them. When you get that order, do not follow it. I mean, give me a break. Go confiscate guns door to door. If 1 out of 100 houses resists you, by the time you go through one neighborhood, there's not going to be any of you left. And there's just a lot of people in the shadows that are sick of this, that are tired of it, that have just been waiting. Let me warn you. This is you want some intelligence. You want a warning. I'm warning you. I'm not sitting here threatening you. I'm telling you how the country is. I'm telling you about the atmosphere. I'm telling you how sick and tired all these Vietnam and Korea and even some cases World War II vets are. And Gulf War vets and just citizens. And your bosses know what will happen. They know full well what's going to happen if they send you out on gun confiscation errands. And they know. And I think they want to get a revolution going in this country. I don't want this to happen. We're about to go to our guest just here for about 10 minutes because I know he's very busy. And then we're going to go back to the caller who's calling in, who's got out of the Marines and was investigating the State Guard, now the Tennessee Defense Force. And again, we have photos and documents and video of all of this in my new film, Martial Law. We just spent about 2 minutes on it. That's how jam-packed this three-hour video is. I mean, we just cover hundreds of subjects. We show photos and documents and all of it. But I wanted to bring this up, John in Georgia was talking about, going to one of these meetings, and, yeah, we're going to confiscate the guns because we're under FEMA, and that don't make it illegal because FEMA don't have to follow no law. FEMA, you know what? Under the Constitution, we need to put the troops on the border. That's what they're supposed to be. But no, we got to have the troops confiscating guns. And most police aren't going to go along with this, folks. Believe me. I mean, they're not stupid. The feds are completely delusional. I mean, the Army told them 400,000 troops minimum for Iraq. No, they said 150,000. They just keep telling their people to do stuff that cannot be done. You cannot get our guns. You cannot defeat us. We will defend this republic. But the globalists want to have this clash. And I want to warn patriots out there. If the government starts trying to go around confiscating guns en masse, try to avoid these poor, stupid police that do come. Just try to get out the back. To each their own, but this is part of the globalist plan. And you've got to defend yourself, but these poor fools, the poor fools. Let's go to our guest, and he's Gray Deacon. Gray, thanks for holding during the last few minutes as I went over that, but you guys are getting demonized for sitting in lawn chairs calling the Border Patrol when you see illegals, but Bush says tattle on your neighbors and pay to have the middle school children spy on their parents and give them $100 bonuses. Gray, what's wrong with this picture?
Well, everybody knows what's wrong with the picture, and somehow we have become captive of an administration that is fascinated within itself. And, they actually believe that they can take over this country and that they can then turn it over to Mexico. That's what they're looking at, is they're looking to erase the border between Mexico and the United States and put a government in place here that looks exactly like the Mexican government.
I was with a big corporate exec yesterday, and we were talking about the border, and he goes, Alex, what border? You know they're getting rid of it. And he goes, yeah, it's going to destroy the economy, but that's part of the plan. And it's just nonchalantly done, and then these poor Mexicans get all prideful. Yeah, we're taking America back, you know, La Reconquista. And I go, well, then if the big corporations are so evil, why are they funding you? And they go, oh, yeah. You know, they told you NAFTA would be great, too. Look what it's done to Mexico. But I mean, go over this. So you guys are now expanding out to 4 states.
Yes, sir. In fact, there's going to be more states than that. We've already got Vermont wants to start a Minuteman project. North Dakota, Michigan, and Idaho already have formally requested that we come in and assist them in establishing Minuteman programs. Now, down on the border here, all 4 states are going to be going and up and operational. You know, there's also a nasty rumor going around, and I'm not sure where it got started, but I want to address it right now. Some guy up in Phoenix, Arizona, on KYFI or something like that, started this rumor there's only 20 Minutemen down here, and that the whole operation is shutting down and that we're all going home.
Well, the Associated Press reported that they saw 200 people at one spot alone, and that there's over 1,200 people that they've counted.
That's exactly right. What we have is we've got people that are down here.
You've got people spread out over 24 miles.
Right, and over 24 hours, too. So it's 24 miles in 24 hours.
There
you
know, shifts.
You aren't going to find great big groups of people because that's essentially what we're doing.
Well, it's like police. I mean,
out.
If you've got 2,000 cops in a big city, you're not going to constantly see police, but the police are there.
Right, exactly. And, you know, we've been really, really effective. There used to be 3,000 people a night come over. And if you take that and
Fed zone numbers.
That's Fed zone numbers. If you take that, that means that in the 18 days of operation we've had, there would be 54,000 illegal Mexicans now in this country. That's 54,000. And what's happened instead by the Fed's own numbers is less than 300 to come across the border a night now. So we've cut it down to less than 1%. And we've helped the Feds in the arrest, you know, directed the Feds in on the arrest of 284 illegal aliens.
Those that thought that they could just walk across. Now, a week or two ago when this all started, actually about 2 weeks ago, you said about 5 days in, 4 days in, that you could see Mexican trucks redirecting and supplying the illegals all, and helping move them around your flank.
That's correct. And they're continuing to do that. You know, hey, one of the things, I got good news yesterday, and everybody here needs to know about it, and that is the American Border Patrol Union up in Tucson, which is the section that addresses this area of the state, the Border Patrol people we work with, voted overwhelmingly that they support the Minutemen, and that they recognize the Minutemen are down here to help them, and they understand the Minutemen are here to get adequate funding so there can be a good number of Border Patrol members, the number necessary, hired, and the kind of equipment they need put in place.
Well, the Border Patrol does one of the toughest jobs in the country, and they get a pittance, and the training is very hard to get through. Number one, they should lower the standards, frankly, folks. And I've heard it's very hard from people that have been through it. And they should increase their salaries immediately. I mean, they pay these worthless air marshals $24,000 on top of the starting pay for a Border Patrol agent, a starting pay there, trying to get people off that job. Bush blocked funding for 2,000 more Border Patrol this year, but tells us to give up all of our freedoms because the terrorists are about to attack us. I had the Border Patrol president on last year, Gray. And he said, this is about a world government. We've been told it's about destroying America.
Right. Now, here's the other thing.
Well, I mean, that's got to have the government panicking, Gray. That is good news. If their own Border Patrol union is endorsing you guys.
Yeah, and they're really unhappy, and they're pulling every stop they can find to put us down. But the fact is this has to do with every single viewer that can hear your voice, and that is the American people are very clearly saying to the government, one simple message: close the borders now. And I think everybody needs to start chanting that, whether it's at city council, at the county boards, at the state legislature, or at Congress. Close the border now.
Hey, I'll tell you what we do. We elect sheriffs, we pay for money for the containment facilities, and then that sheriff has the authority to grab these illegals and order the feds in to pick them up.
That's right.
There's so much we can do.
You know, hey, here's another thing everybody needs to think about. For over 50 years, we have had troops on the North Korean-South Korean border, and
we've now put troops and fences up around all of Afghanistan.
Right. Afghanistan, they're putting fences up. In Iraq, they're putting fences up. For how many years do we have, and we still have troops posted in Europe? You know, we're real good at watching borders. We're real good at securing borders, other people's borders. Let's do our border. The feds can't say we don't know how to secure a border when they've been doing
Bush,
for 50 years.
Bush has been fooling conservatives, but on this issue with the Minutemen, everybody I talked to is going, you're right. He says give up our freedoms because terrorists are going to get us, but he's saying these Minutemen are bad. What's wrong with him? Because he wants amnesty. It's called the American Union, the end of America.
Yeah. Well, something has to be done about it. And if the government can't do it, and here's the next thing. Chris Simcox, I just walked out of a meeting with him, and he says, Gary, tell the people of America one thing very clear. The CHD Minutemen are going to be down here on the border until the 30th of April. And we're going to deliver the message to Congress very clearly that you have until the 1st of October to solve the border problem. Otherwise, close the border now. If they don't do it, we are going to call on all of the people of America to come down and help us close the border from San Diego to Brownsville. Come on down and help us in October, because we want to put 25,000 people on the border and make the feds close the border now.
And they're panicking trying to put out this info that it's not been a success. Fox admits it's a success. They're, the president's having to address it and attack it. And now this radio station, if you want to give out the phone number, the call-in phone number, I think you can call and demand they give you equal time to address that, what they said.
Well, that's what I'm doing. I've got a phone call in to them right now. Now, here's the irony of the thing. You know who's playing on the radio right now on that station?
Lord Limbaugh.
Yep.
And he's not talking about it.
He's not talking about it.
Well, I mean, he's an ultra-liberal. His job is to keep real conservatives in the dark to ensure the globalist victory.
Well, here's the problem we got. If people don't listen and if people don't hold their heads up, you realize, I think everybody else realizes, that the Minutemen are the modern Minutemen. We are the ones that are right now riding through your towns and your communities, in this case, over the airwaves and through your TV sets, and calling all Americans to arms, to arms, to arms. We have to defend our country, or we will lose our country. And if we don't have the courage to turn off the damn TV set, stop watching reality TV, and start taking part in our own lives, then one day we're going to wake up, and we are no longer going to be the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Well, let me give people a news flash. There is this artificial pride with some of the Reconquistas, and it's not the majority of Hispanics. In polls, the majority of Hispanics are against what's happening. They're not stupid, very patriotic, who think, oh, this is our time, we're taking over, ha, ha, ha. We're going to get the evil rich whiteys. Why is evil rich whitey pushing this and backing this? Because they want a Pan-American Union. They want to drive all our wages down to subsistence level. This is about deindustrializing this country. This is about a new world order. And I call on all Hispanics. Listen, when I went and protested Fox, we had Hispanics there with us on bullhorns calling him a traitor, saying they're against open borders. They're not stupid. And so we need to stop the media from creating this illusion, Gray Deacon, that Hispanics want an open border.
They don't.
Maybe the young, stupid ones at college, again, funded by the Carnegie or Ford Foundations do, same people that fund these wars, maybe they do, but folks, that's not the majority, and we have to stop letting the globalists set the parameters of the debate.
And if we don't do it now, we are going to lose everything.
Well, I mean, I know that it's been Hispanic ranchers that were some of the first to start stopping the illegals who were sick and tired of it down there. And I've read a lot of Hispanics have come down to help the Minutemen.
We have many people from many races, creeds, and religions. This is about America regaining the right to say very clearly, we have borders around our country, and you will respect our borders. You will respect us as a nation. You will respect us as a people.
What do you think of these Defense Forces State Guard manuals? And I've got a bunch of them, five of them, where they openly say they're training to confiscate our guns. Our border is wide open, but our military is training to take our guns.
It's not permitted to cry, is it? Because there's only two actual responses to that. One is to whimper, as a coward will, and the other is to stand up, stick your chin out, and say, I don't think so.
Well, I mean, I can only commend you. You guys are talking about four states right now. Headline, Minutemen Project expanding to four states. And nationwide, you're going to be encouraging people to report on illegal aliens working in businesses.
Exactly. And, in fact, that's one of the things that Jim Gilchrist is doing. You know, he's a CPA, and he's going to go out, and he's going to figure out the best way to identify those people and the best way to hurt them. And it includes boycotts, strikes, lawsuits, You name it. We're going after them.
Yeah, why are the unions pro-open borders when it destroys everybody's paycheck? Why do the unions put up with that?
Well, there's a lot of unions, and for the truckers union right here in the Southwest is just absolutely furious because President Bush has stated that it is his intent to open the entire Southwest to Mexican truckers, and they are not going to be held to the same standards of safety or inspection that American truckers are held to.
Well, that's already going on. I mean, I already see it.
Well, now it's going to be going all the way up into Utah, Colorado, all the way up. I mean, people got to understand. And by the way, our boots are on the ground. They're going to stay on the ground. We came down here to serve America. We will continue to serve it, and we're asking every man and woman who has the courage of their convictions to come down here and join us.
Give us the website.
That is MinutemanProject.com. And also the Civil Homeland Defense.us.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. I'll talk to you next week. How about that?
Yes, sir. Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
German pontiff, he's now Benedict the 16th, a 78-year-old individual, and we'll be talking more about that in the next hour, continuing with your phone calls. We'll finish up with John, and we'll go to Dan, Daryl, Gary, Miles, and many, many others. Plus, I want to get into the CSI effect, how TV is driving jury verdicts all across America. They finally point something out that I've been noticing for years. But, of course, they tell you how great it is. They always put their disgusting spin on it. Going back to John in Georgia. So, John, you're a former Marine. You thought, oh, I'll go check out the Tennessee Defense Force. And it trains up there in Georgia, and a lot of these defense forces do that. And you're sitting around with these good old boys, and they're talking about gun confiscation. What did you, I mean, try to give me the exact quote or paraphrase it, and then tell me how you responded to that.
Well, it was more of a, we got in conversation about, you know, what do you guys do? You know, you're not the National Guard, you're not the Army, so, you know, what exactly is your job? They said, well, they're training, and they have gotten orders from the Tennessee state government to get the training to speed up and get more intense for when a national emergency happens, so they can be out there setting up roadblocks, was one thing they said clearly. Getting at the armories, setting up at the armories, and also setting up for confiscation and being called out if necessary, because they said we have so many forces deployed. I just would encourage everybody.
Did you ask them why they? What does confiscating our guns do for the country? Did you ask them that?
I didn't really get a response. I'm not being facetious, but they were really not very intelligent people. I tried to get in conversation beyond that, and it's like, well, that's what we do. I'm good. You know, I follow the orders. But, you know, you're not even active military. This is ridiculous, but it's playing on...
If you're really active military, you know you follow that code book, and you don't follow orders that are against it.
But I would really encourage everyone to go to stas.org. That's the State Guard Association of the United States. Find your local State Guard or local defense force. Go to their website, and you can find all these FEMA drills and stuff where they're having little emergencies where they had a mock spill or they had a...
And that's just for the public to acclimate us to seeing them out and about.
Well, you can find when they're having these things, what they're doing. You can go record them. Go record them having a fake terror event.
I've been to a bunch of these, yeah.
And I encourage everybody to do that. And one more thing, this is kind of off topic, but how about you get somebody on the program talking about dispensationalism and how it seems that everything's, that's one thing that seems to be hooking the majority of Protestant America through this whole dispensationalist doctrine, that, you know, we got to support Israel no matter what they do. You know, but the government of Israel is not, you know, they're not holy. You know, but I'd just like to get somebody on talking about the evils of dispensationalism. Excellent show, and you're my hero.
Well, thank you, sir. No, you're my hero. I hope that that stuff's not classified. It's usually do not distribute, but do not circulate. But you need to, maybe you should join and get the manuals.
Well, if they aren't privy to what I've been doing, I guess I'll try.
No, they're complete. As you said, these people are complete morons. I mean, have you seen my new film yet?
Yes, sir. It was excellent.
Well, I mean, did you see where I show them, like, just on city streets searching little girls' Barbie bags?
Well, I don't think people really understand the attitude of these people.
They love it. They're literally the goons of Nazi Germany. They walk up and grab your stuff. And I mean, folks, in small towns, you just drive up and there's goons and a woman with a hamburger in one hand and a cigarette in the other with her uniform hanging out over her belt. Get out of the car! We're kicking things! The families, what's going on here? We're part of the defense force! Am I joking?
Oh, sir.
Okay. I actually have photos of them with hamburgers and cigarettes. They put it on their own websites. They're proud of it. Look like they're in flour sacks. They're just idiots. Man, are they going to have a rude awakening if they try to go around and do gun confiscation?
Simple trait.
Yeah. Thanks for the call. We'll be back with the third hour. Hello, folks.